This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is set to discuss the coronavirus pandemic and the holiday season in an address Wednesday. Biden's transition office said he will, quote, discuss the shared sacrifices Americans are making this holiday season and say that we can and will get through the current crisis together. Biden's transition to power is underway after a government agency declared him the apparent winner of the 2020 presidential election. Meantime, President Donald Trump has yet to offer a concession to Biden and has not called him with congratulations, even as several world leaders have offered good wishes ahead of his inauguration January 20th as the 46th U.S. president. The Syrian army said Wednesday Israeli airstrikes hit an area in the southern outskirts of Damascus, where military defectors say there's a strong Iranian military presence in the second such attack within a week. Military defectors say the strike targeted a military base close to the Syrian Golan Heights along the border with Israel that has been hit earlier. It's unclear if there are any casualties. The West African nation of Niger is observing 3 days of national mourning following the death of former President Mamadou Tanja at age 82. He twice won election after the country's return to civilian rule in 1999, but was overthrown a decade later, altering the Constitution Day to stay in Ethiopia. Ethiopia's government is repeating a warning to residents of the besieged capital of the Tigray region as a 72-hour ultimatum is about to expire before a military assault. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's 72-hour ultimatum for the region's leaders to surrender ends Wednesday. Amnesty International warned that deliberately attacking civilians is prohibited. This is VOA News. Azerbaijani soldiers and military trucks rolled into the district of Kalbahar Wednesday, reclaiming the second of three regions Armenia is handing back under a deal that ended weeks of fighting. Images released by Azerbaijan's defense ministry showed troops deploying into the district overnight, some scanning for landmines on snow-covered roads. The district is among those being handed back by Armenia after it agreed to a peace deal ending 6 weeks of clashes over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. The coronavirus crisis has hit Italy's already historically low birth rate. Italy had last year already recorded its lowest number of births for 150 years at 420,000, but this could fall even further. The chief said the climate of fear and uncertainty, as well as financial difficulties caused by recent events, will have a negative effect on the fertility of Italian couples. Britain and France Tuesday announced plans to ease coronavirus restrictions heading up to the Christmas holiday as a second wave of infections subsides following weeks of lockdowns in Europe. French President Emmanuel Macron announced that shops could reopen this Saturday and that nationwide stay-at-home orders would be lifted December 15th. Macron also said people will be allowed to move between regions from December 24th through December 31st, but public gatherings are banned. The Duchess of Sussex has revealed she had a miscarriage in July, giving a personal account of the traumatic experience in hopes of helping others, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Meghan has described the miscarriage in an opinion piece in the New York Times, writing, "I knew as I clutched my firstborn child that I was losing my second. The former Meghan Markle and husband Prince Harry have an 18-month-old son, Archie." The Duchess says she is sharing her story to help break the silence around an all-too-common tragedy. Early this year, the couple announced they were quitting royal duties and moving to North America, citing what they said was the unbearable intrusions and racist attitudes of the British media. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Foreign donors pledged a projected $12 billion in civilian aid to Afghanistan over the next 4 years at a conference Tuesday, but many made it conditional on protecting human rights and making progress on peace talks in a major shakeup for the country's economy. Many donors also put strict conditions on future funding, and some officially committed for just the next year. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.